This is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia, and this is going to be an audio reading of the preface to the New Testament in Greek, according to the text followed in the Authorized Version, together with the variations adopted in the Revised Version, edited by F.H.A. Scrivener, published by the Syndics of the Cambridge University Press, first edition in 1881. It was reprinted also in 1881, in 1883, 1884, 1886, 1890, 1908, and 1949. And I'm reading from the 1949 edition. The preface is found on Roman numeral 5 through Roman numeral 11 of this edition. Here's the preface. The special design of this volume is to place clearly before the reader the variations from the Greek text represented by the Authorized Version of the New Testament, which have been embodied in the Revised Version. One of the rules laid down for the guidance of the revisers by a committee appointed by the Convocation of Canterbury was to the effect that when the text adopted differs from that from which the Authorized Version was made, the alteration be indicated in the margin. As it was found that a literal observance of this direction would often crowd and obscure the margin of the Revised Version, the revisers judged that its purpose might be better carried out in another manner. They therefore communicated to the Oxford and Cambridge University Presses a full and carefully corrected list of the readings adopted, which are at variance with the readings presumed to underlie the Authorized Version, in order that they might be published independently in some shape or other. The university presses have accordingly undertaken to print them in connection with complete Greek texts of the New Testament. The responsibility of the revisers does not, of course, extend beyond the list which they have furnished. The form here chosen has been thought by the syndics of the Cambridge University Press to be at once the most convenient in itself and the best fitted for giving a true representation of the revisers' work. In their preface, the revisers explain that it did not fall within their province to construct a continuous and complete Greek text. Wherever a variation in the Greek was of such a nature that it could properly affect the English rendering, they had to decide between the competing readings. But in most other cases, they refrained from spending time on work not needed for the purposes of an English translation. It was therefore impossible to print a continuous Greek text, which should include the reading certified as adopted by the revisers, without borrowing all the intervening portions from some printed text which had not undergone their revision, and in which, to judge by analogy, they would doubtless have found many readings to disapprove. It is true that all variations in this unrevised part of the text must, from the nature of the case, be comparatively unimportant, but they include many differences of order and grammatical form, expressive of shades and modifications of meaning, which no careful reader would neglect in studying the Greek original. The Cambridge Press has therefore judged it best to set the readings actually adopted by the revisers at the foot of the page, and to keep the continuous text consistent throughout by making it, so far as possible, uniformly representative of the Authorized Version. The publication of an edition formed on this plan appeared to be all the more desirable, inasmuch as the Authorized Version was not a translation of any one Greek text then in existence, and no Greek text intended to reproduce in any way the original of the Authorized Version has ever been printed. In considering what texts have the best right to be regarded as the text presumed to underlie the Authorized Version, it was necessary to take into account the composite nature of the Authorized Version as due to successive revisions of Tyndale's translation. Tyndale himself followed the second and third editions of Erasmus's Greek text, 1519, 1522. In the revisions of his translation previous to 1611, a partial use was made of other texts, of which ultimately the most influential were the various editions of Beza from 1560 to 1598, if indeed his Latin version of 1556 should not be included. Between 1598 and 1611, no important addition appeared, so that Beza's fifth and last text of 1598 was more likely than any other to be in the hands of King James's revisers, and to be accepted by them as the best standard within their reach. It is, moreover, found on comparison to agree more closely with the Authorized Version than any other Greek text, and accordingly it has been adopted by the Cambridge Press as the primary authority. There are, however, many places in which the Authorized Version is at variance with Beza's text, chiefly because it retains language inherited from Tyndale or his successors, which had been founded on the texts of other Greek editions. In these cases, it is often doubtful how far the revisers of 1611 deliberately preferred a different Greek reading, for their attention was not specially directed to textual variations, and they might not have thought it necessary to weed out every rendering inconsistent with Beza's text, which might linger among the older and unchanged portions of the version. On the other hand, some of the readings followed, though discrepant from Beza's text, may have seemed to be in a manner sanctioned by him, as he had spoken favorably of them in his notes, and others may have adopted and may have been adopted on independent grounds. These uncertainties do not, however, affect the present edition, in which the different elements that actually make up the Greek basis of the Authorized Version have an equal right to find a place. Wherever, therefore, the authorized renderings agree with other Greek readings which might naturally be known through printed editions to the revisers of 1611 or their predecessors, Beza's reading has been displaced from the text in favor of the more truly representative reading, the variation from Beza being indicated by an asterisk. It was manifestly necessary to accept only Greek authority, though in some places the authorized version corresponds but loosely with any form of the Greek original, while it exactly follows the Latin Vulgate. All variations from Beza's text of 1598, in number about 190, are set down in an appendix at the end of the volume, together with the authorities on which they respectively rest. Whatever a Greek reading adopted for the revised version differs from the presumed Greek original of the authorized version, the reading which it is intended to displace is printed in the text in a thicker type, with a numerical reference to the reading substituted by the revisers, which bears the same numeral at the foot of the pages. Alternative readings are given in the margin by the revisers in places in which, for the present, it would not, in their judgment, be safe to accept one reading to the absolute exclusion of others, provided that the differences seem to be of sufficient interest or importance to deserve notice. These alternative readings, which are more than 400 in number, are distinguished by the notation MARG, M-A-R-G with a capital M, or MARG, M-A-R-G with a lowercase m. In the revised version itself, the marginal notes, in which a secondary authority is thus given to readings not adopted in the text, almost always take the form of statements of evidence, and the amount of evidence in each instance is to a certain extent specified in general terms. No attempt, however, has, in most cases, been made to express differences in the nature or the amount of this authority in the record of marginal readings at the foot of the page. For such details, the reader will naturally turn to the margin of the revised version itself. The punctuation has proved a source of much anxiety. The authorized version, as it was originally printed in 1611, rather than as it appears in any later edition, has been taken as a primary guide. Exact reproduction of the English punctuation in the Greek text was, however, precluded by the differences of grammatical structure between the two languages. It was, moreover, desirable to punctuate in a manner not inconsistent with the punctuation of the revised version, wherever this could be done without inconvenience, as punctuation does not strictly belong to textual variation. Where, however, the difference of punctuation between the two versions is incompatible with identical punctuation in the Greek, the stops proper for the authorized version are given in the text, with a numerical reference without change of type to the other method set forth in the footnotes. Mere changes in punctuation, not consequent on change of reading, are discriminated from the rest by being set within marks of parentheses at the foot of the page. The notes that thus refer exclusively to stops are about 157. The paragraphs into which the body of the Greek text is here divided are those of the Revised Version, the numerals relating to chapters and verses being banished to the margins. The marks which indicate the beginning of paragraphs in the Authorized Version do not seem to have been inserted with much care and cease altogether after Acts 20:36. Nor would it have been expedient to create paragraphs in accordance with the traditional chapters. Manifest errors of the press, which often occur in Bayes' New Testament of 1598, have been silently corrected. In all other respects not mentioned already, that standard has been closely abided by, save only that, in accordance with modern usage, the recitative hati has not been represented as part of the speech or quotation which it introduces, and the aspirated forms autu, auto, auton, etc., have been discarded. In a very few words, for example, margaritae, the more recent and proper accentuation has been followed. Lastly, where Beza has been inconsistent, the form which appeared the better of the two has been retained consistently, as nephalios, not nephaleos. Uketi is one word, not uk and eti is two separate words. Exautes as one word, not ex and autes as two separate words. Hina ti as two separate words, not hina ti as one word, but ta nun as two words, not ta nun as one word. Dia pontos as two words, not dia pontos as one word. Tut esti as two words, not tut esti as one word. The preface then ends with a Greek citation, pasa graphe theanoustas kai ophelemas. All scripture is God-breathed and profitable. Signed FHAS, Christmas 1880. Here ends the preface.